Neil, well done for the result tonight. Totally different performance today, I think, to Boxing Day. What do we do different?
I spoke to the boys in the change rooms after the game on Boxing Day and obviously in training. And even though I didn't think anyone played particularly badly, I don't think we exerted ourselves on the game on Boxing Day, so I wanted a reaction. I spoke to the boys about some of the things that we wanted to do, some of the things we want to implement today to stop them playing. Because give them credit on Boxing Day, you know, they caused a lot of footballing problems. But we went in with a game plan today, and I felt that the boys executed it really well.
We had some good performances from certain individuals out there today.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, I think all of the boys played well today, including the boys that we brought on. You know, it was nice to get Aiden back into the squad and gave him some minutes, you know, and I'm sure he'll be an important player for us. But yeah, I thought the boys acquitted themselves well, both on and off the ball.
In general, people say that some of the results went our way today, which we knew before kickoff. However, they don't go your way until you actually do your own and get your own 3 points.
I say it every week on the interviews on Sky. We can only control what is within our power. Like, you know, if results go our way, then adds, you know, it's a bonus. However, if you start wishing and worrying about what other teams are doing and things like that, do you keep an eye on it? Of course you do. Do you hope that results go for you? Of course you do. However, what you don't want to do is then results go for you, you take your eye off the ball and you don't deliver on what you can control, which I didn't think we did today. I thought results went our way, which is good. But we had to do what we had to do.
On to Saturday, Carnarvon doing well, grass pitch, tough place to go.
Yeah, look, it's different, you know, the league these days, majority are 3Gs. It's a good club, it's obviously well supported, and they've had a really, really strong start to the season. They're obviously well coached, and for me it's something to look forward to. You know, they have a good following, they'll have a good crowd up there, which I think that we've got to try and relish and enjoy ourselves as we always try to do, and obviously come away with a positive result.
We're obviously now in the transfer window. Have you got anything up your sleeve?
We're always looking in and out the transfer window, so you know there's a couple of things that obviously we're hoping to get over the line. There's a couple of people that we want to speak to, so hopefully I'll have a bit of news in the next week or two.
We've got a couple of players coming back from injury as well, which is quite important at the moment.
Yeah, and I think that, like you said, if you can get a full squad, I think if you look at our bench today, I thought it was a strong bench where each of them players could have come on and done a job, and you know, had a positive impact. Yeah, so all good at the moment, but we've got to make sure that we keep going.
Talking about the strong bench today, how did Danny feel being left off the bench?
Well, that's why it was a strong bench. Obviously not having Danny on there for a change. But he was fine. I think he realises his place.
Okay, thanks, Neil. See you on the weekend.
Thanks.